Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
And we're starting off on a big old high, Chloe. We've got to talk about Kevin Kelleher. I mean, we can talk about tonight and just how impressive he was. I think he was massively impressive. We spoke in the IMR about how Liverpool's defending left a lot to be desired at times. And Kelleher came to the rescue on more than one occasion with some big old saves. But it's been on tonight, of course. But just in general, in the past few weeks, I think he's been outstanding. And there was a lot of raised eyebrows and a lot of panic, I think it's fair to say, in the Liverpool fan base when, obviously, Alisson Becker did go down with what seemed instantly like a serious injury. We knew we were missing him for quite a number of weeks, and I think a lot of people, based on Kelleher's form this season, were a little bit like, oh, this could be a real problem for what we want to achieve. But credit to him, he stepped up in a big old way, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's night and day from what he was, to be perfectly honest, because like you mentioned there, you know, he obviously, he comes in, he plays a couple of games, he gets the Carabao Cup, and he just doesn't look big enough in goal for some of those games. He you know, the simple saves he's not quite making. And it goes to show exactly what rhythm is to a goalkeeper. They need playing time. They need to get into a rhythm. The players who are in front of them. And also, they just need match fitness. You need the reactions. You need to be in a game to really, you know, just have those instant reactions to things. And he has been superb. He has saved Liverpool time and time again. Ever since, you know, that Carabao Cup second leg against Fulham, I'd say he's been one of our best players, and I truly mean that, and fair play to him, because, you know, these aren't just games where he's, you know, with Alisson Becker, it's Liverpool hold the ball a lot and he makes one, two wonderful saves a game, but Kelleher is making five wonderful saves a game. You know, his XG that he saved was like 2.9 at Wembley, where he literally wins us a Carabao Cup for his performance. Tonight, I'd love to see his expected goals saved, because he was just ridiculous. And they're not just simple saves, and even though he does do the simple things well, the reactionary, you know, flicks one up off the line, Joe Gomez is there to help him. Another one where someone just gets a head on something and he swiveled his entire body to save it, and making himself big at the back post so that he blocks every shot on target. And he's been superb. He's been one of our, you know, he could get man of the match for tonight's performance. He probably is man of the match, to be perfectly honest with you. And yeah, it's mad, because like you mentioned there, when he won the Carabao Cup in 2022, we were all saying he's the best second goalkeeper that any football club can have. And then at the start of, you know, the end of last season, that Southampton game specifically, and the start of the season, people were like, what's happened to him? Like, well, you know, maybe the time to sell him's gone. You're not going to get his price any higher than what it was. And he's just had a run of games, and he's just shown everyone, aye, lads, no, I am actually the best backup goalkeeper in the Premier League, and there's a reason. And yeah, just match fitness is so important, and he's being unbelievable.
Yeah, he's proven again why we were having those types of conversations about him, because he is by far and away the best number two goalkeeper in the world, probably, but certainly in the Premier League. But it's difficult, because when you are behind somebody as good as Alisson Becker, who is the best goalkeeper in the world, when you do go to Kelleher, you do worry about the drop-off. But when Kelleher plays like he is in the minute, the drop-off isn't massive, because what Kelleher is, you mentioned his saves there, and you might actually make six saves tonight, and three of them come from inside the area, and as you touched upon, some of them were big old saves as well, like real goal preventing saves, not straightforward by any stretch of imagination, but he also offers that composure. He offers distribution on the ball as well. He's Alisson Becker light in a lot of ways. He has all the attributes that Alisson has. He's just maybe, he's not as big, he's not as experienced and all that sort of stuff, but he's a high, high quality goalkeeper. No two ways about that. And you mentioned he could well have been man the match. And I think in a different world where someone like Darwin Nunez doesn't score two absolute worldies and we don't score five, I think Kelleher is. And Milesy in our Discord echoes that sentiment as well, because he says it could have been a completely different night. It could have been more difficult without Kevin Kelleher and his big saves. And that's absolutely spot on. And you mentioned there, obviously, his performance in the Carabao Cup was exceptional as well. And he has been, as I say, he has been absolutely immense recently. And we speak a lot about, in this sort of little period now where we were missing 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 key players in some aspects as well, like when you need people to step up in a big way, I think McAllister has been really good with that. Darwin Nunez of late has been really good at stepping up as well. There's others in amongst that, but we can't overlook Keith Kelleher and just how well he stepped up, because again, to sort of fill the gloves, as it were, of someone like Alisson Becker is not easy. But when you've got to do it for 5, 6, 7 weeks and massive, massive games in amongst that, up until this point, touch wood, he's been sublime.
Yeah, and look, you're talking about a team that's trying to be in a title challenge here. This isn't a team that is just mid-table. There's so much more pressure on Kelleher to get things correct, because defences win you titles, and that's just, you know, it's a very big cliche, but it's also true.
Yes, true.
Especially with how our front three is so electric. You know, we do rely on keeping, you know, clean sheets and going up the other end and nicking it. And look, we were on fire today. Kelleher deserved a clean sheet today. It was just the fact that Conor Bradley decided
he didn't actually concede a goal from a Sparta Park player.
But yeah, like you mentioned there, it'd be so easy for Kelleher to use being behind Alisson Becker as a way to just give up and try and leave Liverpool. And I guess I think there was rumours he did want to leave.
Well, there's a bid on deadline day, wasn't it? I think it was from Nottingham Forest. Yeah, it was too low ultimately. And credit to Kelly. There's never been sort of murmurings about him being desperate. I think the sort of the expectancy is that at some point, I mean, he's 25 now, Kevin Kelleher, at some point he might need to play first team football week in, week out, because A, he's that good a goalkeeper, and he's going to get to an age whereby it would almost be remiss and it would be wrong if he wasn't expecting that. Because if you're 26, 27 and you're still a backup goalkeeper, I'd have question marks about his ambition and his desires. So I think there will come a time, but for the time being, we're really lucky to have him for a kickoff. Yeah. And Liverpool were definitely right in rejecting that bid on deadline day. And also, even last summer, there was definitely talk about potential interest then. Like, Liverpool have done the right thing in sticking by him.
But also, he could have, you know, it seemed like he might have wanted to leave in the summer, and he could have used that as a way of, like, being a bit upset at the fact that he's not, the fact that he's not being able to go and be a number one keeper for someone. And instead, what he's actually done is he's stepped up and he's carried on learning from Alisson Becker. And even though, you know, he's playing for Liverpool and Liverpool have just lost the best goalkeeper in the world to an injury, Kelleher's stepped up and he's decided, okay, I'll be the main man. I'll prove everyone else wrong. And like I mentioned, some of the saves tonight are world-class saves, but he's doing that every single game. And that's not a good sign defensively, but also, you know, if you are conceding these big chances, you need someone to be equal to them, and he's been phenomenal. I'd put him above Darwin Nunez tonight for man of the match, just because at 1-1 he makes an unbelievable save, 2-0 an unbelievable save, 3-0 an unbelievable save. Like, there were so many moments which could switch this game on its head. Especially, like I mentioned, you know, at 1-0, I just thought Liverpool would just regain possession, slow it all down, just play our nice little bit of football. Instead, it was the end-to-end football, and they had plenty of one-on-one opportunities. And on a different day, they could score 5, 6 goals, to be perfectly
and
honest.
The only reason they don't
is because of Kelleher. And also, his defence in front of him didn't do well tonight. Like, it's got to be said. But he stood up to the task, so yeah, he's been phenomenal, and he deserves all the plaudits. The thing is he's a lad who's not going to get ahead of himself either, and he'll be understanding that the situation he's got coming up on Sunday, and he's going to have to be immense for that as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure he knows the meaning of getting ahead of himself. He feels very calm, composed, very relaxed. And listen, behind closed doors, he might be the opposite. He might be a wild child, but he doesn't come across that way in any shape or form, does he? He seems very measured, which is brilliant from a goalkeeper, by the way. It's exactly what you want. Like, this stigma attached to goalkeepers that they're all a little bit nuts, because down the years, I mean, Bruce Gobbelaar is sort of the main one in all of this. And I think Everton have got one who's might
Adam
be a little,
style.
Yeah, a little bit kooky. Let's put them that way. Yeah, and the wicket keepers in cricket are very similar, by the way. They're all a little bit wild as well. But Kelleher feels like the opposite of that. And Alisson's very calm as well, so takes after him, and not a bad person to take after, of course. Number wise,
8. Are we doing whole numbers, or can I do
0.5? Points of fire,
8.5.
Okay.
He concedes a goal. It's not his fault, though, really, is it?
No. And as we said,
we can't give tens out. It's not a Carabao Cup final, like, sadly.
Based on Liverpool's defensive performance tonight, this probably should have been about 7-4. But because of Keith Kelleher, it's only one. So, yeah, I think
he
deserves...
And there's nothing to do with that.
No, deserves a lot of credit for his performance.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project... there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.